WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to a radio show.
You texted me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to me?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop pulled up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. There's our island theme song.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't, like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oompa Loompa, fuck!
Wait for it.
Oh!
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. That's what's gotten me laid. Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
You're sitting down. Stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
It's Saturday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, CBRadio.com, WildTalkRadio.com. Greater than Great Debate.com is where you can participate in our debate tonight. You go to twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit code RocketSock for an item shop when you buy all your new Terminator skins and all the other fun, happy things that are in there. Because hashtag Epic Partner, I'm the producer, Sir Rocket. Joined, as always, by the one, the only, the intern, Kane Kittens.
Heyo!
We also have the X-Core soldier himself, Subway. He made it this week.
I made it.
Didn't fall asleep. Though you sound like you're ready to fall asleep now.
Last Saturday, like 10:30.
Awesome. Anyway, so tonight on the show, we're doing summer quotes because it's summer and you need to be inspired for the next half of the summer, even though Brent thinks summer's over.
Lindsay said school starts on Tuesday.
But when does school start for you?
The 21st of August.
So wouldn't that be when school starts, when summer's over?
I don't know. We're already taking applications for the next cycle, so I don't even know anymore.
So summer's not over. So you'll be inspired by some of these quotes to have a better summer.
I'm not going to be inspired by shit.
These will inspire you to have a great rest of the summer.
Won't.
Yes, they will. There's some great inspirational people that have put in some quotes.
Yeah.
He's going to look through the names now. I can feel it.
No, I really that would require effort right now, which I do not have.
He doesn't have. So, we got some stories, then we're going to get to the corner, and then we'll finish off with the debate. Come on up in the next month, a little bit over a month from now, 6 weeks, 5 weeks, something like that. NFL Pick'em returns, because we're, 6 weeks away from football, Brent?
Yeah, the first preseason game is on Thursday.
Thursday. Did the Hall of Fame
on Amazon?
Is it on Amazon?
Last year's the Thursday games were Amazon.
Oh yeah, the Thursday games will be. Yeah, I thought you meant this Thursday's game. I think it's going to be on NBC or something.
Oh yeah, NBC. And dude, when did they get Fallout Boy to do like the song for the Big Ten game on Saturday nights on NBC?
I have no idea.
I heard the commercial. And it's them singing, and they're like, "Yeah, Big Ten football on Saturday nights." And all I can think is, well, there goes the Notre Dame contract with NBC.
So yeah, that's coming up here in a few weeks. Programming note, we are not live next week because of SummerSlam, so we technically should get subs picks for SummerSlam tonight. Yeah, so Brent, start putting together a sheet for that.
Oh, God damn it.
As he does that, we'll tell you a story. A Florida manatee died earlier this year after having too much high-intensity sex with his brother. Test results revealed that the 38-year-old Hugh died in April after succumbing to traumatic injuries caused by a sexual encounter with another larger male manatee at the facility, his brother, Buffett. One of the fatal injuries was a 14.5-inch centimeter ripped into Hugh's colon, the USD report obtained by ABC. A fecal sample collected from Hugh after the encounter confirmed the presence of flesh blood. But employees of the laboratory and aquarium reportedly allowed the brothers to continue engaging in high-intensity interactions and occasional penetration throughout the day.
Why?
At approximately 5:15, the larger male was observed penetrating the smaller male again. When the larger male swam away, the smaller male was seen unresponsive at the bottom of the pool, and it was confirmed later that he had passed. Handlers maintained that Hugh and Buffett had been engaging in consensual and natural mating behavior for 2 months leading up to Hugh's death.
Wait. I want you to read that last line again.
Handlers maintained that Hugh and Buffett had been engaging in consensual and natural mating behavior for 2 months leading up to Hugh's death.
Okay, I am not making any kind of claim against the I'm not making a certain point of view. I just want to simply state the following. They're calling this mating behavior.
Natural mating behavior.
I'm not going to address natural.
Like, were they courted? I mean, like, you know, did he go to the parents and, like...
They share the same parent.
Also, natural was in quotes. The months-long heightened sexual activity between two brothers, the only manatees in the aquarium, was the first the pair had been observed, initiating mutually seeking interactions from each other. So they're answering that question. They were seeking each other out. There were no obvious signs of discomfort or distress, such as listing, crunching, or active avoidance that would have triggered a need for intervention. Animal keepers allowed the pair to continue necking without attempts to separate the two out of fear it would cause undue anxiety and negative effects in both manatees. Experts tried redirecting Hugh and Buffett's attention from one another while heavily monitoring the two. On April 29th, animal staff noticed a significant change in Hugh's behavior, prompting them to collect a bloody stool sample, but did not infer that Buffett's continued efforts to mount his ailing brother. Yep, these are statements. Moat claims its team had been adequate following protocol and veterinary advice. And that is what we will continue to strive for, serving as a gold standard for animal health and well-being, as we have shown throughout our history, the aquarium said. Thank you for your continued support during this heartbreaking time. Our family continues to mourn the loss of Hugh, and we know you do too. They have been in this aquarium since 1996 and are the world's only two manatees to participate in voluntary detailed behavioral research designed to aid manatee conservation, according to the Institute. Voluntary, because they can speak and, you know.
Because they can consent to being locked up.
They can consent to it all, right? I mean, I guess that's a thing.
I'm sorry, are you in this research facility on your own free will? Abso-freaking-lutely!
It's just... Oh, the people. In other news, Taylor Swift fans are in their record-breaking era. After two nights of earth-shaking dancing at Swift's Seattle's Eras Tour concert at Lumen Field, the Swifties caused a seismic activity equivalent to a 2.3 magnitude earthquake. The Swiftquake has been compared to the 2011 Beastquake when Seattle Seahawks fans erupted after an impressive touchdown by Marshawn Lynch. Yeah, when he was in beast mode. The ensuing celebration was detected on the same local seismometer at the Swift concert. Her fans are causing earthquakes now. Is that what we've come to?
Hey, those Swifties take those concerts freaking seriously.
Apparently they do. Oh, we know what's been going on with the Twitters. It's now, what, X?
Yep, and seeding.
It's seeding now. However, Elon Musk's radical rebranding of Twitter as X led to the site being blocked in Indonesia on Tuesday under the country's strict laws restricting pornography and gambling. The Southeast Asian country's Ministry of Communication and Informatics said the block had to do with the domain x.com, which had previously been used to host content that violated Muslim and majority nations' laws against negative material like adult content.
Oh, Rock?
Yes.
My favorite was the press release from when they first did the change.
Okay, what was it?
Well, it was that they were rebranding it to X, which people have later found out Microsoft owns the trademark for.
No, no, not even that. Microsoft owns one part of the trademark for e-commerce.
Okay.
Meta owns the other for social media.
Awesome. The best part about it was they were encouraging people to post videos on Twitter.
Yeah.
Under the moniker of what?
X videos.
Yeah. Boy, howdy. Don't look that address up.
I mean, people just, this whole rebrand to X has not gone over well.
I think it's honestly, he's just trying everything he can to kill every aspect of Twitter.
Because it's going to be a whole new platform of some sort. But did you see the logo that he put up on his building?
No, is it the one that's on Twitter?
It's a big giant X that glows, so you know, it's blinking and glowing. So the people who live next to it, across from it, get a great view. It's causing problems.
People think Shocking. They're in Amsterdam?
Apparently. Shocking, I know. And one other thing before we get subs picks for SummerSlam. Have we heard about the new special limited edition mustard flavored Skittles?
Yes.
Ew.
For a limited time, I believe it's next week, you can get mustard Skittles for National Mustard Day. A press release describes the candies as having a tangy mustard flavor combined with the candy's iconic chewy texture. If you're in Atlanta, Washington, or New York in the coming week, the Mustard Mobile will be there, and that's where you can get your own mustard Skittles.
Hey, Rock, I'm sending you something.
Okay.
It's along the same lines.
Talk about it.
So, not only can you get mustard Skittles, I'm just going to read this story. Ever have one of those days where you take a look at what's happening in the world and thought, I think I just want to crawl back into bed? Doo Dogs gave me one of those. I feel like in the recess of my brain, which is good for an occasional electrifying bar trivia performance and not much else, I remember hearing that Mountain Dew and Hot Dogs were going to be teaming up for some kind of unholy green Frankenfurter. Yeah, it's a thing. Mountain Dew, like, infused or flavored hot dogs.
Ugh.
Yep. They're called Doo Dogs. And so if you want some, as this person put, glizzies with a radioactive glow, you can now do that.
Well, okay then. Something.
Oh, it's definitely something, all right.
So as mentioned, coming up here next week is SummerSlam, which is why we won't be live CB Radio, but we'll be live with a post show and all that stuff. We got to get some picks from Sub, so this will be the first picks made for the show. So Sub, let's get some predictions for you for this pay-per-view premium live event. We got Ronda Rousey taking on Shayna Baszler.
I guess Shayna Baszler.
We have Rick O'Shea taking on Logan Paul.
Wait, who?
Rick O'Shea.
Ricochet. Ricochet.
Yeah.
Oh, Ricochet. Definitely Ricochet.
It is for the Intercontinental Championship. Gunther versus Drew McIntyre.
Gunther.
It is the final match in the trilogy between Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar.
Are we sure it's the final match?
One would assume it is the final match between the two. Just,
I know, I'm just saying.
Pointing that out. Who you got?
Cody Rhodes.
It is a triple threat match for the WWE Women's Championship. You got Asuka, Charlotte, Bianca.
Ooh, Asuka.
It is the World Heavyweight title, Seth freaking Rollins and Finn Bálor.
I mean, at this point, I guess it's going to be Seth again.
And it's
that should be a good...
It should be going, yeah. And it's Tribal Combat for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso.
I haven't been following none of this. Is Solo Sikoa still with Roman?
Yeah, Solo Sikoa, yeah.
He still got his back?
Yep.
Yeah, I think they got their pay-per-view. I think this is definitely going to go in Roman's favor. I don't know. Jay ain't the one.
Okay.
He is not.
Yes, Brian.
Do we think they're going to add one more match?
We have a SummerSlam Battle Royal, but there's no there's only two participants announced, so there makes no sense of trying to get a pick right now.
Who are the two participants?
LA Knight and Sheamus, but there's going to be more than two people in this battle royal, so.
I'm still picking LA Knight.
All right, there we go. Now you put that on the board for him for that one.
Okay. And then maybe Becky and
Becky and Trish. Yeah, Becky and Trish, because that's going to be put on there too.
No Bray Wyatt? Like, are they just not doing that with him?
He's not
there. There's talk that he may do something after SummerSlam.
Ah.
So Becky versus Trish.
Becky.
Okay, there you go. All right. With all that out of the way, it's time for the Intern's Corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
So what do we have this week?
All right, for this week, we've got notable dates in wrestling history. We're going to start off with July 25th, 2011, CM Punk returns from his Summer of Punk that lasted all of 2 weeks and debuted the song Cult of Personality as his new theme.
Who? Punk?
Yeah, Phil Brooks. Yep. Next up, 5 years later, same day, July 25th, 2016, Sasha Banks won her first ever Raw Women's title by beating Charlotte, and it was also the main roster debut of one challenger for the World Heavyweight Championship, Finn Balor. July 26, 1986, Dusty Rhodes wins the last of his three NWA World titles from Ric Flair. Dusty went on to lose the belt 2 weeks later, but that's okay. He still won it for three times. July 26th, 2012, Seth Rollins became the first ever NXT champion by defeating, anyone know?
I don't know who.
Jinder Mahal.
That's it. I knew it was somebody like not that popular, but still around.
Hindered the Jinder. July 27th, 2002. Low Key became the first ever Ring of Honor champion in defeating Doug Williams.
What year?
2002.
2002. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Beat Doug Williams, Banky, better known as Brian Kendrick, and Christopher Daniels in a four-way. July 28th, 2008, the first Raw under the TVPG banner was held. And Raw debuted a general manager in the form of Mike Adamly. And finally, July 29th, 2002, The Rock faced Ric Flair in their first and only time in singles competition on that Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
So now we're going to go into some celebrity birthdays.
Before we do that, you forgot one notable thing that happened in wrestling.
Okay, you tell me.
10 years ago yesterday. Or maybe Friday, or maybe Thursday. Total Divas debuted.
I saw that, actually.
And you didn't mention it. Tisk, tisk.
Well, you know, I just...
Tisk, 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 tisk.
You know, you could have done a Total Divas recap, like you did back in the day. But you actually just did. You just did the Total Divas recap. Thank you.
Okay, moving on.
Now we're going into some celebrity birthdays. First up, he played Harry Potter in the movies, and he's now doing some weird TV show on TBS, Daniel Radcliffe.
Who?
Harry Potter.
What's a Harry Potter?
I didn't know he was a wrestler.
We haven't done wrestler birthdays in over a year.
It hasn't been that long, but you accidentally said a minute ago, though, we're going to do wrestler birthdays.
That's not what he said. Wrestling's history, he said. 35.
36.
34. All right, next up, we have a singer, dancer, actress, and former fiance of both Ben Affleck and Alex Rodriguez, Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, God. 57?
50? Oh, no, I thought the way you said 50, I thought you were like 53 or something.
I said
54. I'm going 48.
What is it, Brent?
54.
Ooh.
54. All right, next up. She's most known for she's a conservationist. I believe she's been on TV, but most people remember her from when she was just a small little girl helping her dad take on crocodiles and other forms of the Australian outback.
I'll be right back. I'll do this in a second. I got to bring in my bike so it don't get stolen.
Bindi Irwin.
Bindi Irwin? I'll say 25.
Rock. Okay. 25. Next up, he's been in the Fast and Furious movies. He was in the Transporter series. He was in, God, I can't remember what the movie was where he had like the poison in his system. He had to keep his heart rate high. It's Jason Statham.
Oh God. 54. Sub. All right, Brent, what is it?
56.
Okay, next.
Who are we talking about?
Doesn't matter, next.
Next up, the person who played his mom in the Fast and Furious movies. She's been in just a lot of things. She's a dignified old woman, British, Helen Mirren.
What? God, how old would she be? Carry the one. 79.
Okay. 78. All right. Four more.
Okay.
Next up, we have, he was on the Ellen TV show. He was on Ellen. He also is fairly notable for a little piece of wrestling history, which is very fitting for next weekend. The man who coined the phrase Summerfest, Jeremy Piven.
Like how we're using Ellen as where he's notable from. 59.
58. Next up, he is now in bed, technically, with Vince McMahon. He is the head of the UFC, Dana White.
Dana White. 52.
55.
54. Next up, he kind of grew up on Star Trek The Next Generation. He's also made a name for himself on The Big Bang Theory and just being a general nerd in general, a board game geek. It's Will Wheaton.
Fucking Will Wheaton.
51.
48.
51. And finally, we have a standout from Texas A&M, drafted in the fourth round of the NFL draft, one of the notable quarterbacks in the league. Number four himself for America's team, Dak Prescott.
30.
Celebrates his birthday today.
31.
30.
Before we move on, because you got to give us a movie of the week, I wrote one other topic we could talk about and ties into what the sports a little bit. So there's a story that was making the rounds this morning. Brent, what would you do for free football tickets to a college football team for life?
I don't know. I don't really... It's not that valuable to me to go to college football for life. Just saying.
Would you be willing to legally change your first name to get free football tickets for life?
No, I think people who do that are stupid.
Well, Vanderbilt is now offering free football tickets for life to someone who is willing to legally change their first name to Vanderbilt. The contest will choose a random winner who will then be given $750 to go through with the name change and cover all legal fees.
I thought Vanderbilt was a smart school.
Nope.
Because, I mean, they're in the SEC, right? I thought they were the kid that you had in the fraternity or sorority to help, like, bring your GPA up.
Apparently not. All right, movie of the week.
All right, so we talked about this person very briefly in the birthdays. Again, coined Summerfest. So I wanted to highlight one of their movies, and plus, you know, with summer ending and school starting up again, I thought it would be fitting to have our movie of the week, PCU from 1994, starring Jeremy Piven.
I thought you were going to do old school because he was in that.
Oh, he was the dean too. Well, we could do that for like when college officially starts in end of August.
No, it's okay. No,
I can put it on the list. It's fine. I'm not saying we have to do it now. I'm saying we could add it to the list to do. So for PCU, PCU actually ended up sitting on the shelf for about a year after its initial filming. Parliament Funkadelic was not the original first choice for the band at the party. Originally, Nirvana was scripted to play the band, but they were too expensive. Then the Goo Goo Dolls were considered, but the director thought they wouldn't be recognized in America because they weren't well-known at the time. So the director finally decided to go with Parliament Funkadelic. George Clinton said that him and the band, who appeared in the film, were paid $150,000 for 3 days of work on the set. While they nailed each performance through the playback perfectly each and every time, the producer, Paul Schiff, insisted that they would appear all 3 days, stating, quote, "I'm paying them $150,000. I'm going to get my money's worth," end quote. Jeremy Piven contracted malaria during filming of the movie. He lost 8 pounds overnight. He passed out during filming of the scene at the Bicentennial Celebration. and his weight loss is apparent between the beginning of the movie and the party scene that is taking place at the pit. Jeremy Piven also smoked cigarettes that were filled with ground up fruit and not tobacco, since he actually does not smoke in real life. PCU was filmed in the city of Toronto, and in one scene, the building referred to as the Freshman Dorms, end quote, is actually the Ontario Provincial Legislature. Though the film was basically, while the movie was basically filmed entirely in Toronto, it's based on Wesleyan University in Connecticut, which is where the screenwriters all attended college. Ashley Judd was originally considered for the role of Samantha in the movie, and the role of Draws Andrews, who went to Jeremy Piven, came down to a few actors, including Adam Sandler, who was just about to leave Saturday Night Live at the time and was almost cast in the role until another project at 20th Century Fox got him essentially cast. That would become Airheads alongside Brendan Fraser and Steve Buscemi, and that movie was done by the director's best friend, Michael Lehman, the director for PCU later regretted not casting Sandler in the role. And that is the Intern's Corner.
There you go. Good stuff along the way. All right, time for the debate.
It is time for the Greater Than the Great Debate.
We are doing summer quotes.
All right, so we're going to go with summer quotes. I'm going to read them in entirety once.
All the time.
No, Brock.
Yes.
No, I'm going to abbreviate them because it's just... Never mind. Green was the silence. Wet was the light. The mouth of June trembled like a butterfly. Pablo Neruda takes on... The grill is the summer equivalent of a fireplace everyone gravitates to. Katie Lee.
Fireplace.
The barbecue.
Sure. Second.
I love how it pains you. All right. Moving on. Next.
Summer has always been my favorite season. I feel happier. Zooey Deschanel. We know summer is the height of being alive. Gary, whatever the hell his last name is.
You're not even going to try.
Gary, whatever the hell his
I'm not going to attempt it.
We'll go with Zooey Deschanel.
All right. Next up.
You didn't. Okay. No, you didn't. You got to pick one.
Zooey Deschanel.
There you go. Next.
It hadn't even updated. It hadn't had anything move on my screen yet, too. That's fantastic. It's always summer somewhere, Lily Pulitzer. When the sun is shining, I can do anything. No mountain is too high. No trouble is too difficult to overcome. Wilma Rudolph.
Oh, it's always sunny somewhere.
It's always summer somewhere.
Summer.
Sure, summer.
There you go.
It was a perfect summer night. So good, it was true. Vanna Bonta. Holler if you're ready for some summer nights. Rascal Flatts.
Holla.
Holla.
It was holler.
Ain't no holla.
Listen,
back,
player.
You going, what you going
Don't
with,
make me put you in a tag team match, player.
Brent, where are you going with?
One.
Holla. Moves on, next.
If it could only be like this always. Always summer, always alone, the fruit always ripe. Evelyn Waugh. Celebrate summer, sun-drenched days, and starlit nights. Gooseberry Patch.
Jesus Christ.
Sun-drenched days.
Gooseberry Patch.
Sure. Two.
Next.
The summer night is like a perfection of thought. Wallace Stevens. I know that if odor were visible as color... is I'd see the summer garden in rainbow clouds. Robert Bridges.
Rainbow Bridges.
Perfection. Brent.
Perfect. Whatever. Yeah.
Goes to a wheel.
Option one.
Option one moves on. Next.
I could never in 100 summers get tired of this. Susan Branch. Like a welcome summer rain, humor may suddenly cleanse and cool the earth, the air, and you. Langston Hughes.
Second one.
Langston Hughes.
First.
Wheel.
Option two.
Option two moves on. Next.
Now let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. Jerry Paul Keller. Everything good, everything magical happens between the months of June and August. Jenny Han.
First one.
Jenny.
What was that?
First.
Jenny.
Brent? Number one.
Number one. Oh, wait. We need a wheel for that one. Wheel?
Option one.
Option one moves on. Next.
Okay, round number two. The grill is the summer equivalent of a fireplace. Everyone gravitates to it. Takes on, summer has always been my favorite season. I feel happier.
I feel happier in the summer.
First
right?
one.
Two.
Wheel.
Option one.
Option one moves on. Next.
It is always summer somewhere. Holler if you're ready for some summer nights.
Holla.
Holla.
One.
Brent just hates us saying holla because it moves on next.
I really just don't care. Celebrate summer sun-drenched days and starlit nights takes on The Summer Night is Like a Perfection of Thought.
The Perfection of Thought.
Perfection.
Erection?
Not Kurt Henning.
Second one moves on next.
Like a welcome summer rain, humor may suddenly cleanse and cool the earth, the air, and you. Now let the sunshine shine bright on my happy summer home.
First one.
The second one.
Brent?
Number two.
Moves on next.
The grill is the summer equivalent of a fireplace. Everyone gravitates to it. Holler if you're ready for some summer nights.
Holla.
Aw, I like the fireplace one. It's nice and simple. The fireplace is, you know, or the barbecue is an equivalent of a fireplace Christmas time, the summer. But I gotta go holla.
Brent?
One.
Wheel, do you holla?
Option two.
The wheel hollas. Next.
The summer night is like a perfection of thought. Now let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home.
First one.
First one.
Option one.
Moves on. Next.
Holler if you're ready for some summer nights. Takes on the summer night is like a perfection of thought.
Holla.
Holla.
Two.
Holla. Moves on. Next.
Great. All right. Round number ones again. You are so much sunshine in every square inch. Walt Whitman. If a June night could talk, it would probably boast it invented romance. Burn Williams.
Oh, God. Okay. The romance one. I don't like it, but I like it.
First one.
First one.
First one moves on next.
Summer brings sunshine, warm, and flowering. Lila, Gifty, Akita. What good is the warmth of summer without the cold of winter to give it sweetness? John Steinbeck.
Second one.
Second
first one.
Oh, Will?
Option two.
Option two moves on next.
The stars don't look bigger, but they do look brighter in summer nights. Sally Ride. If there's a heaven for me, I'm sure it has a beach attached to it. Jimmy Buffett.
Second one.
Jimmy Buffett.
Not Margaritaville.
Not Way Down.
Next.
Keep your face to the sunshine and you will never see the shadows. Helen Keller. Summer is singing with joy and the beaches are inviting you with dancing waves. Whatever the person's name is.
Debasiah?
Helen Keller. First one.
Debashish Merida.
Second one. What are you going with, Brent?
Helen Keller.
Wheel?
Option two.
Second one moves on next.
There you go. Okay. If summer had one defining scent, it'd definitely be the smell of the barbecue. Katie Lee. My favorite weather is bird chirping weather. Terry Gulemitz.
First one.
The first one. Not that bird chirping shit.
Brent?
The smell of the BBQ.
Moves on next.
It's summer and time for wandering. Kelly Elmore, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. The Beatles.
The Beatles. Brent.
Oh, I didn't hear you vote. My bad. Beatles.
The Beatles move on next.
When I feel the heat, I see the light. Everett Dirksen. When all else fails, take a vacation. Betty Williams.
Brent's totally not picking the second one. I'm picking the second one. Brent's not picking that one.
It could be for other people. It's just not me.
So which one are you picking?
I'll pick the second one, but it's just not for me.
It's not for you. You should learn to be inspired by these quotes, Brent.
Fuck no. Not taking a day off. summer means happy times and good sunshine. It means going to the beach, going to Disneyland, having fun. Brian Wilson. Nothing lasts forever except the day before you start your vacation. Galand Anderson.
Disneyland.
Disney's overpriced, number two.
Wheel.
Option two.
Anderson moves on next.
See, Disney's overpriced. Round twos. You are so much sunshine in every square inch. Takes on. What good is the warmth of summer without the cold of winter to give it sweetness?
First one.
One.
First one.
First one moves on next.
If there's heaven for me, I'm sure it has a beach attached to it. Takes on. Summer is singing with joy, and the beaches are inviting you to dancing, or with dancing waves.
First one.
One.
Second one.
First one moves on next.
If summer had one defining scent, It'd definitely be the smell of barbecue. But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Follow the sun.
Tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Smell barbecue.
Will.
Option one.
Barbecue moves on next.
When all else fails, take a vacation. Nothing lasts forever except the day before you start your vacation.
Like that they coincided with each other.
Number two.
So
number two.
Number two moves on next.
You are so much sunshine in every square inch. If there's heaven for me, I'm sure it has a beach attached to it.
If there's a heaven for
me. Yeah.
Not Jimmy Buffett.
Will.
Option one.
Option one moves on next.
If summer had one defining scent, it'd definitely be the smell of barbecue. Takes on nothing lasts forever except the day before you start your vacation.
The first one.
Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Moves on. Next.
You are so much sunshine in every square inch. Takes on, if summer had one defining scent, it'd definitely be the smell of barbecue.
BBQ.
Barbecue.
Barbecue.
B-barbecue.
Moves on. Next.
Halfway through, for the love of God. Winter is copper, autumn is bronze, spring is silver, and summer is gold. Machona Dwailo, or Dwayo. Palm trees, ocean breeze, salty air, sun-kissed hair, that endless summer, take me there. Michelle Elder.
Second one.
First one.
The second one.
Second one moves on next.
Summer afternoon. To me, those have always been the two most beautiful words in the English language. Henry Williams.
Henry James.
When I think, what?
Henry James.
Henry James. My bad. When I figured out how to work my grill, it was quite a moment. I discovered that summer was a completely different experience when you know how to grill. Taylor Swift.
Know how to grill.
The first one.
Brent?
Not T-Swizzle.
What was that again? Option two.
Taylor Swift moves quotes. Move on next.
Some of the best memories are made in flip-flops. Kelly Elmore. Summer night, even the stars are whispering to each other. Kobayashi Isha.
First one.
Kobayashi Isha.
Sure, I'll go with one.
Moves on next.
I like summer. I like warm weather and long days. Danielle Steele. Summer's lease hath all too short a date. William Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
Sure, Shakespeare.
Moves on next.
In the summer, I was a wild child in the woods with no shoes, and in the fall, I was back to the city shoe shops and school. Margaret Atwood. To see the summer sky is poetry, though never in a book it lie. True poem flee. Emily Dickinson.
Emily Dickinson. Right.
Margaret Atwood.
Will.
Option one.
First one moves on next.
The summer night has a smile of light, and it sits on a sapphire throne. Brian Proctor. Do what we can, summer will have its flies. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
First one.
Waldo.
Not Waldo.
Will.
Option two.
Waldo moves on next.
I smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly. Van Morrison.
Oh.
Read the second one.
In summer, the song sings itself. William Carlos Williams.
First one.
Number one.
Moves on next.
Live in the sunshine, swim in the sea, drink in the wild air. While Ralph Waldo Emerson, it's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine, it's summertime. Kenny Chesney.
Summertime.
Not Kenny Chesney.
The first one.
Wheel.
Option one.
Ralph moves on next.
Palm trees, ocean breeze, salty air, sun-kissed hair, that endless summer takes me there. Michelle Elder. When I figure out how to work my grill, it was quite a moment I discovered that summer is a completely different experience when you know how to grill.
T-Swift.
First one.
I guess the swizzle.
Wheel.
Option two.
T-Swift moves on.
Some of the best memories are made in flip-flops. Summer's lease hath all too short a date.
First one.
First one
moves on next.
Okay. I can't even tell where this is now. We're in the third one, right? I think so. In the summer, I was a wild child in the woods with no shoes, and in the fall, I was back to the city shoe shops and school. Takes on, do what we can. Summer will have its flies.
Second one.
Two.
Moves on next.
Smell the sea, feel the sky, let your soul and spirit fly. Live in the sunshine, swim in the sea, drink in the wild air.
First one.
Oh, God. First one.
One.
Moves on next.
Okay, now they all just loaded in at once. Awesome. When I figured out how to work my grill, it was quite a moment. I discovered that summer is a completely different experience when you know how to grill. Takes on some of the best memories are made in flip-flops.
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 The flippy-flops. And goodbye, T-Swizz.
Very inspirational, though. Very inspirational.
Uh-huh. Do what we can, summer will have its flies. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly.
Second one.
Two.
Second one.
All right. Van Morrison moves on. Some of the best memories are made in flip-flops. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly.
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
Fly.
Flip-flops. Move on. Next.
All right. Now we're all the way down at the last set of round number ones.
Whew.
Huzzah. Dear Lord. All right. To plant a garden is to believe in tomorrow. Audrey Hepburn. It was June and the world smelled of roses. The sunshine was like powdered gold over the grassy hillside. Maud Hart Loveless.
First one.
Audrey.
First one.
Moves on. Next.
I felt like summer had taken me over. Juno Diaz. A perfect summer day is when the sun is shining, the breeze is blowing, the birds are singing, and the lawnmower is broken. James Dent.
Second one.
The first one.
You know what? Get your ass out there and mow your lawn. So number one.
Wheel.
Option one.
Option one moves on next.
Summer has a flavor like no other, always fresh. God damn it. Okay, why is it not pulling? Oh, there we go. Always fresh and simmered in sunshine. Oprah Winfrey. Roll out those.
Go on.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
The second one.
Second one. Second one moves on next.
Our one wish is that the summer never ends. In the summer, I will get a golden tan. Paul Dini takes on a little bit of summer is what the whole year is about. John Mayer.
Not John Mayer.
The first one.
John Mayer.
Wheel.
Option one.
First one moves on next.
All right. In early June, the world of leaf and blade and flower explode, and every sunset is different. John Steinbeck takes on, ah, summer, what power you have to make us suffer and like it. Russell Baker.
Second one.
The second one, because it sounds like summer in Arizona.
What'd you say, Sam?
The second one.
Moves on next.
Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good song on my, or in my feet. Justin Timberlake, really? Takes on sweet, sweet burn of sun and summer wind, and you, my friend, my new fun thing, my summer fling, K.D. Lang.
Timberlake.
Can't stop the feeling.
Moves on, next.
I wonder what it would be like to live in a world where it was always June. L.M. Montgomery. One must maintain a little bit of summer even in the middle of winter. Henry David Thoreau.
Second one.
Second one.
Dos.
Moves on, next.
Summertime is always the best of what might be. Charles Bowden. A vacation is having nothing to do and all day to do it in. Robert Orban.
Second one.
The first one.
Orban.
Moves on, next.
To plant a garden is to believe in tomorrow. I feel like summer has taken me over.
First one.
Garden.
First one.
Moves on, next.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Our one wish is that summer never ends. In the summer, I will get a golden tan.
First one.
First one.
Second.
First one. Moves on, next.
Ah, summer, what power you have to make us suffer and like it. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good song in my feet.
First one.
The second one.
Troll song.
Moves on, next.
One must maintain a little bit of summer even in the middle of winter. Takes on a vacation, is having nothing to do and all day to do it in.
Second one.
First.
First one.
Wheel.
Option two.
Moves on, next.
To plant a garden is to believe in tomorrow. roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Second.
Roll out.
One.
Second one moves on next.
Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good song in my feet. A vacation is having nothing to do and all day to do it in.
First one.
JT.
Moves on next.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good song in my feet.
Second one.
First one.
Second.
Moves on next.
All right, semifinals. First up, all the way up, okay. Holler if you're ready for some summer nights. If summer had one defining scent, it'd be the smell of barbecue.
Holla.
Holla.
Smell of barbecue.
Holla. Moves on.
Some of the best memories are made in flip-flops, because I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good song in my feet.
First one.
JT.
Wheel.
Option 2.
Option 2 moves on. Next.
Third place. If summer had one defining smell, it'd definitely be the smell of barbecue. Some of the best memories are made in flip-flops.
Third one.
Defining smell.
Wheel.
What was that again?
Wheel.
What was that again?
Wheel.
Option 2.
Option 2 is third place. Next.
In your finals of summer quotes, holler if you're ready for some summer nights, cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good song in my feet.
Sub.
First one.
Brent.
Second.
You know what? Let's have some fun. Wheel, what's the winner?
Option 2.
Option 2, which is?
Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good song in my feet.
Could give a little more personality to it, Brandon. Come on, like, it's inspirational. Come on.
Okay. I'm sorry, Rock. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good song in my feet.
That was
first one.
That was terrible, Brent.
I'm trying to be inspirational.
I would like more person. I said more personality to it. Upbeat. No? Nothing?
No.
It's been Super Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network program. We're not live next week. We'll be back in 2 weeks. For CB Radio Live. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio to preview SummerSlam at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rock preview SummerSlam Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. And we'll review it next Saturday once the show ends. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, X, and the website.
It's CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GUE, at King Kaz, at Lone Jumper, at Web Manson. Final thoughts up.
That was pretty brutal.
Great. It was fantastic.
But we'll see you in 2 weeks, you said, right?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So no show next week. All right.
That's what 2 weeks means, yes. Brent.
Please.
Because I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good song in my feet.
This has been CB Radio Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you in 2 weeks for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and
CBRadioLive.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.